And ready to go.
What the did game's you say? All here.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's the end of the week. Time to freak. Been working real hard. Losing sleep. Click my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey. It's Friday.
Indeed, it is Friday.
Today's a sad Friday.
Why?
Because it's the last day of our severe weather awareness week.
Oh. I'm the host. I'm supposed to say that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Severe weather awareness week. Can I take the sign down now?
Yeah. Well, it's done. So it's sad, you know.
It is sad. We're going to be, we have one final tip.
Leave my bell alone. Get away from him.
We have one final tip today.
It's Frisky Friday for me. Frisky.
I got to work with him tonight.
I want to leave. Can I go home now?
I got to work with him tonight. We got 2 hours of this.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Yeah.
Yikes.
We haven't given him a new little buzzer or anything lately.
Who needs a buzzer when you got a bell?
You know, because he did sound effects for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still got him.
Okay, wake up out there. If you were in bed and enjoying just another little bit of sleep, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, oh no.
This will go down in history as the worst morning show in the history of the world.
Oh, go down in history? Okay. Well, I thought we were already there, you know. So anyway, it is severe weather alertness week.
Right. Awareness. Pull out your little note there.
Wait a minute. Let me get the sign back out. Here it is.
We've been doing it.
It's Severe Weather Awareness Week. And Brian, what do we got today?
I don't know.
Come on, man. You're gonna have to rebound. Let's go.
Yes, here we go. Today, our focus on Severe Weather Awareness Week, NOAA Weather Radio, your importance about having a NOAA Weather Radio, because they do wake you up if storms come through at night. The emergency alert system, which we are tied into here at the radio station to the National Weather Service. So when the alerts go out, you hear about them. So those are vitally important, obviously, when we're talking about severe weather. And today, WGNS weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood talks about why severe weather warnings are issued.
Every year, we get numerous phone calls about heavy rainfall, lightning, ominous skies, and even cloud formations. The folks on the line are often wondering why warnings are not issued for the conditions that they are observing. Warning criteria is in fact very specific. For severe thunderstorms, we're looking for reports of 58 mile per hour winds or greater, 1 inch diameter size hail or larger, that's about the size of a quarter. For tornadoes, typically we're looking for reports of funnel clouds, wall clouds, or actual tornadoes touching down. We also have warnings based on Doppler radar observations, and those usually indicate that the radar systems are showing us that there is potential for winds at 58 miles per hour or higher, large hail the size of quarters, or even possible tornadoes. Either way, a warning is serious business. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Don't mess around with a warning.
No.
If you get a warning, seek shelter. Yeah. Immediately.
And the thing with tornadoes is that they're so sporadic and when they can happen. And I know we have a lot more warnings nowadays, but with radar technology, the radars can see that there's a twisting in the wind before it even comes down in the funnel cloud. So you do get some extra warning. So, and a lot of times maybe they don't touch down, but when they do, at least you've had some warning. So it's better to be safe than sorry.
The I have the WGNS app, of course. WKRN has one. I think all the local TV stations have apps, and of course, I depend mostly on WGNS.
Well, we send out text alerts when there's severe weather watches or warnings. We send that out right to your phone. As
and they
a text.
Can be so accurate now. What's so amazing? They can be so accurate now. They even give you like Southwest Rutherford County or that kind of thing. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, and they've done a really good job of, not alerting the entire county if it's only going to happen in the Christiana area. Why alert Smyrna and Laverne to that, you know? And so that's kind of why they've gone to location-based.
Well, we've been, really happy that we can get this out to y'all this week, and we'll be talking about the weather here in just a second. It's 6:17 on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies for today. Partial sunshine is possible at times. Also, rain in the area, possibly beginning as snow or a mix of rain and snow early in spots. Highs will top out near 47 degrees. Winds west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more rain and snow. Lows drop to 30. And then Saturday, plenty of sunshine and highs get close to 50. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 38.
Hey folks, I'm Stephen Reynolds, the man in the middle. Join me every Friday for a new episode of my podcast exclusively on WGNSradio.com.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
Tell me a little bit about the manor.
I've enjoyed it, but I knew about the manor sometime back because my mother was here. And so I knew that when I came, it was going to be here.
And what do you like the most?
Being able to go eat and not do the dishes.
I bet. Stones River Manor, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower. Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. Kelton'sInc.com.
Don't miss a moment of the excitement of Middle Tennessee men's and women's basketball. You'll want to be part of the Murphy Center Madness. Single game tickets are on sale now by going to GoBlueRaiders.com/tickets. Watch every second of Blue Raider men's and women's basketball in the Glass House. Head to GoBlueRaiders.com/tickets.
Middle Tennessee, our town, our team.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
Melissa Karenin. Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally improved my credit score.
What? The band is about to be discovered. Rock gods don't need to worry about credit scores. We're supposed to think...
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
I'm John Stashower. A wild rumor broke yesterday that one of the teams interested in signing free agent Tom Brady, the Giants. Doesn't make a lot of sense, except that the new Giants coach, Joe Judge, did come from New England and would not anoint Daniel Jones as the starting quarterback when he was asked to earlier this week. There is a growing feeling that Brady will leave the Patriots, but the Giants have the worst record in the NFL over the last three seasons. The Las Vegas Raiders have been mentioned, although John Gruden yesterday called Derek Carr a heck of a player. And Brady's also been linked to possibly the Chargers or the Colts. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says that while in the shower, he's been thinking about bringing back Dez Bryant, 31 years old, hasn't played in the NFL the last 2 years. Cowboys owner was also asked about the Dak Prescott contract situation.
This is a deal that ultimately I have to do. When I say do, I have to sign the check. It's got to fit. It just has to fit. And it has to fit a lot of things. And for me, this is not about Dak. It's about the team and about how to win. And that's not being in any way negative, I think, the world of Dak. It's about the team, and if it doesn't feel right, it won't happen.
At the combine, Alabama wide receiver Henry Ruggs ran the 40 in 4.27, nearly a combine record. The Bengals' John Ross was a little faster 3 years ago, and the guy who stole the show in the bench press was a punter. Arizona State's Richard Turk. He bench pressed 25 reps, 225 pounds. Lakers beat the Warriors. No surprise. They didn't need LeBron, who sat the game out. Third game he's missed this season. The Lakers won the game by 30. Visit Masters.com April 6th through the 12th. We complete tournament coverage. 84th Masters, including real-time scoring and live video all week long. Masters.com, your online source for the 2020 Masters.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Time for your 4 or 622 sports update here on WGNS. I was thinking 4 because it's Region 4 AAA tournament action on the streaming tonight. WGNSradio.com and on our streaming platforms there. We'll have region tournament one game for you tonight in girls, one game tomorrow night boys. And then on the radio tonight, Middle Tennessee baseball at Tulane. Tomorrow morning, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner, fueled by Donut Country and Chick-fil-A, as we talk to the local high school basketball coaches playing in region tournament play. And then coming up tomorrow afternoon, we've got baseball at Tulane, then Lady Raider basketball versus Western Kentucky, and streaming. And then on the radio at the end of the game, we'll have region boys action. More region tournament play next week here on the radio as well.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:23 here on the Wake Up Crew. When I think of Prince, I do think of Dalton Barrett, who has the real fact today.
We're going to do, this is a historical real fact. We're going back in time a little bit. To 1948, when the Ford Motor Company was offered a deal to buy Volkswagen, not buy, take over the Volkswagen company for free, and they turned it down.
I wonder why they turned it down.
They just didn't want to take, they didn't want to take over that company. And so Volkswagen's still going and Ford going separate. The more you know.
History would have been made. 6:24, Dave Ross's commentary and Eye on Washington from CBS News, all coming up.
Steve Sandlin at Reliant Realty Auctioneers wants to remind you of a great property at 2007 Hamilton Drive. They'll auction this Saturday at 10 a.m. A split-level brick home, just over 1,900 square feet, four bedrooms, two baths, new appliances, and on a half-acre lot with mature trees, paved drive, and a fenced-in backyard. More information at ReliantRealtyAuctioneers.com or call Steve at 615-403-1822. 403-1822. The auction Saturday, 10 a.m., 2007 Hamilton Drive. Reliant Realty and Auction from 5860.
SRM Concrete. With every new day, every sunrise, we build structures that stand the test of time. And upon their foundations are our homes, where we work, where our kids go to school. And with that comes tremendous pride. We don't just make concrete, we build relationships, trust, confidence. We're SRM Concrete. Build with us.
Some guided meditation. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Back in the day, which is a pretty long time ago, stock market corrections by themselves didn't matter to middle-class Americans because your savings were in a boring bank account or under a loose floorboard somewhere. Now, everyone's retirement rides the stock market, so after a week like this, we have to seek solace on a business channel like CNBC, which offered this helpful little feature at the end of the evening business report.
Some amazing images from around the world on this day 60 of the outbreak.
Yes, amazing images of people in hospital masks, not just in hospitals, but on street corners, in shops, with menacing movie trailer music. That did not help. I found myself looking outside to see if the sky was filling with alien spaceships. So if I may suggest a little guided meditation with some different music. Yes, you breathe in, allow the Earth's gravity to receive you. Then you quietly tell yourself, I learned this from Jill Schlesinger. This is why we do not put all our money in stocks. Remind yourself of the stocks you were smart enough not to buy, like GE, MySpace. And finally, tell yourself, this is how even rich people will feel when there's a wealth tax. And then breathe out. Much better. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Zoom video conferencing, featuring video and audio clarity with screen sharing. Free accounts are available at Zoom.us. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing. Eye on the White House.
As the Dow headed for its biggest single-day point drop, the administration tried to project confidence on coronavirus.
We want all hands on deck.
At the headquarters of Health and Human Services, Vice President Pence presided over a meeting of the President's Coronavirus Task Force.
My role is to help lead this effort.
The task force will still be chaired by HHS Secretary Alex Azar. The panel now includes the government's global AIDS coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, who will, under Pence, coordinate the White House's response. The task force also includes Dr. Jerome Adams, the U.S. Surgeon General, but he's not serving in any apparent leadership role. Eye on the White House, I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Upgrade to the wiper blades trusted by Rainer Zietlow to break world records. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance that lasts two times longer than other blades. The new Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are only available at Walmart.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew. It is Friday. Woohoo. We're ready. Ready for the weekend.
Yippee.
Yeah. Yeah. What do we got this week? What do we got this weekend, Brian? We got
region tournaments tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens.
That's still going on.
Yeah. We'll see what happens on Monday. Monday through Thursday next week, whether it's here or whether it's in Lawrenceburg.
Well, I heard you talking on the that other segment, the sports segment, but I wasn't listening. I apologize. I was doing some other duties there for a second.
I'm used to it.
You know, so not that it wasn't important things you say.
Mm-hmm.
We would never, you know.
Ever say that.
No.
Always listen when he's talking, if you're listening from home.
I wish you would take that to heart.
I would just love to have seen been a fly on the wall when he was, like, getting on to you, and you did something, you know, because you did several things wrong, you know. We've heard.
Several.
I mean, I can imagine.
This whole lot.
I just can imagine what that conversation was like. Did you defend yourself, or did you just sit there and listen and take it, or did you bend over?
There was about a two-year span where I tried the whole defending myself thing, and it didn't work for 2 years, so I just quit.
So you would just sit there and take it?
I still do. This still happens. This still goes on.
So when he picked you up from school after you did something.
That was a silent car ride home is what that was.
Oh.
That was the setup.
And because were you trying to like filter out everything and kind of decide what you want to do?
No, I was just trying to scare him to death. Silence speaks wonders. Let him tremble in fear.
I got it. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet we better go to another subject. It's time for Today in History.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
And with that, we go to Brandon Brooks from CBS Rewind.
This is CBS Rewind.
February 28th, 1941. The release of the classic Western.
Maybe we should put an ad in the paper. Lost one railroad detective.
The Great Train Robbery.
Found sober, returned to the railroad.
It was remade twice. This date in 1976. Paul Simon wins Album of the Year for Still Crazy After All These Years.
Most of all, I'd like to thank Stevie Wonder, who didn't make an album this year.
And this date in 2008. That's right. Mike Smith of the Dave Clark Five died of pneumonia in London less than 2 weeks before the band was to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I love you. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Time for more Today in History with John.
Will was like the lead singer of the Dave Clark Five, although Dave Clark Five, who was the head of the band, was the drummer. And I've got about five or six of their albums. Dave Clark Five, inducted in the Hall of Fame, and he passed away 2 weeks before they were inducted.
Wow.
And he was not in bad health. I think he had some back injuries, and I think pneumonia set in or something. So anyway, interesting fact about the Dave Clark Five. And Dave Clark is still alive. And he has all the archives of an old English or British TV show that is worth millions. And he's just got it archived. He's got them stored up at home. He bought them all out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's his inheritance to pass along, I guess.
I think that's right. All right, we go to my today in history. In 1854, the Republican Party formally organized in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know that?
I didn't.
Formally.
Right. Well, I thought Wisconsin was known for cheese, not the Republicans.
1972. President Nixon ends his historic week-long visit to China. And that was a historic visit. In fact, President Nixon, one of the best foreign presidents going to foreign countries and negotiating than anybody. One of the best. It was home where he had some problems.
Serious problems.
1976, Love Will Keep Us Together wins Record of the Year at the Grammys. You know how we play a lot of the song and people are starting, hey, I'm really getting into it, and then we cut it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here there's Dinkins back on the air. That was Captain and Tennille, and they were a big group, and he just passed away a year ago.
Right.
The captain, and she's still alive with us, Tony Tennille. And finally, in 2019, YouTube announces it will stop all comments on videos featuring children because of pedophiles leaving inappropriate comments. Can you believe that? Wow.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can.
And so they passed that in.
And they've got a system that will automatically go through and filter and decide which videos are for children and which aren't.
Which is a good thing. It's a great thing.
Right. Yeah. It works most of the time.
Yeah.
So
works most of the time.
It does. It flags some stuff that's not for children for children. And that's been an issue that they're sorting through currently.
But there are so many videos that go up on YouTube. I mean, at least there's something that's trying to work.
We kind of put our granddaughters like off of it unless somebody's in the room with them.
Yeah.
You know, they can watch it if somebody, an adult's in the room with them. That's a look at today in history for a Friday. Tell us about who's our big good neighbor today.
Our good neighbor is everyone at City Tile and Floor Covering.
Well, that's a big group.
Yes. They're today's good neighbors of the day. Their customer service is second to none, so they're going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts.
Hope you have some birthdays for today or the weekend. Anniversaries, too. Give us a shout with those, 615-893-1450, and jump aboard the birthday club. We're going to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets later.
All right, time now to take another look at that weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies for today. Partial sunshine is possible at times. Also, rain in the area, possibly beginning as snow or a mix of rain and snow early in spots. Highs will top out near 47 degrees. Winds west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more rain and snow. Lows drop to 30. And then Saturday, plenty of sunshine and highs get close to 50. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 38.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume increased now. 24 headed towards Nashville, up through the Hickory Hollow area. With the weather out here this morning, especially 24 as you head towards Mount Eagle Mountain, could be dangerous. So give yourself plenty of extra time out here just to be on the safe side. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out. 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
We're celebrating our 140th year in business.
Bell Jewelers has a good, strong reputation of being the most trusted jeweler. We take great pride in that. Our watch and jewelry repair department is on site. Everything is done on our premises, under our control. We don't ship things off where things get lost, switched, stolen. It's just not going to happen.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, here in Murfreesboro.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by AmeriCare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know the fastest flying insect is a dragonfly? Honeybees have to make about 10 million trips to collect enough nectar for production of 1 pound of honey. The longest jumping insect? Yeah, you guessed it, the flea.
Family owned and operated. AmeriCare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmeriCareServices.com.
Learn about this busy weekend on WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Some great plays. The final weekend for Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. And they're at 110 West College Street. and The Trouble with Love continues at the Springhouse Theater on the old Nashville Highway in Smyrna. Well, the Red Cross is still low on blood, and they're having blood drives throughout the weekend, 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. each day at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. That's at 501 Memorial Boulevard. Also each day, wedding dresses through the decades at Oakland's Mansion. Also, free food and clothes given away Sunday from 11 until 1 at Oakland Park Seventh-day Adventist Church. And a reminder of something on Monday, celebrate recovery at North Boulevard Church of Christ. It helps us to overcome our hurts, hang-ups, and habits. Monday night at 6 at North Boulevard Church of Christ. Remember to take advantage of early voting going on now through February the 25th. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. Care is serving our patients, standing with them in times of need, and showing compassion when they're at their most vulnerable. Care is listening and delivering personalized plans from a team of specialists, providing leading-edge treatments at every step. At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. It's our calling. Make your next appointment at getsthealthcare.com.
MTSU College of Liberal Arts, together with Ascend Federal Credit Union, presents MTSU Arts, your ticket to hundreds of visual and performing arts events held on MTSU campus each year. Become a member of the MTSU Arts Patron Society for the 2019-2020 season and enjoy member-only benefits, including special events, exhibits, and performances. Visit mtsuarts.com to learn more and join today.
Depression, anxiety, marital issues, parenting, those are the kind of things that come up every day in real life. And sometimes it helps to have someone that you can sit and talk through those issues with. At Branches Counseling Center, we care about you and we're here to help meet those needs. If you'd like more information about how to connect with us, then go to the website branchescounselingcenter.com. This is Dr. Mike Courtney, and we're interested in you.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Friday. Hope you're going to get ready for that good weekend we're fixing to have. In fact, Brian and I are going to be together most of the weekend.
Again.
Some shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah.
And then possibly, another one? Yeah.
Yes, next
year. Yeah. We might be apart. Sometimes we're apart when they get to those sub-state games.
Yeah,
you do a game, true. I do a game, that kind of thing.
But the question is Dalton going to participate?
Well, I've come to the conclusion after 2 days of abstaining and not caring whether the program, I'm not going to even ask him. I'm just going to rate him myself and take over the hard part of the show, just doing this.
This is the hard part of the show?
Excuse me.
The hard part is rating these jokes?
We're doing the dad joke of the day, please.
Is that why we're here?
They're so hard, you're abstaining, so anyway.
Brian, what's your joke today?
What do you call a toothless bear?
What do you call a toothless bear?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
A gummy bear.
That's pretty good. I'm going to give that a 9. I thought you did pretty well the week with only one vote, each day. So.
I think it was much better, actually.
Yeah, I think it flowed a lot better. CBS National News headlines are next, coming up, 6:41.
CBS News Update. Dow futures are down 106, with stocks on track for their biggest weekly losses since the 2008 financial crisis. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This sell-off is directly related to the fear of the coronavirus spreading in areas and in ways that we had not anticipated just 2 weeks ago.
California health officials are trying to contact anyone who came into the orbit of a woman who contracted the virus despite no known proximity to others who had it. She's being treated at UC Davis Medical Center. CBS's Carter Evans is there.
Health officials insist the risk of acquiring the virus in the area remains very, very low. Still, they say this kind of transmission makes containment especially challenging.
A reminder from CBS News medical consultant, Dr. David Agus.
The death rate is very low with this virus. Most people will survive this virus, but it can spread dramatically.
CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
A threat suggesting something would happen on Thursday was found on a bathroom stall Wednesday at Eagleville High School. The alleged threat led to multiple Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies responding to the school as students were getting ready for their second period. Thursday morning, school spokesperson James Evans told News Radio WGNS the threat was not credible. The investigation continues. Holly Bobo's killer wants a new trial. The attorney for Zach Adams filed a motion for a new trial yesterday, citing nearly 60 reasons. Adams was sentenced to life in prison without parole plus 50 years after being convicted by a Hardin County jury in 2017. Hunters found the 20-year-old nursing student's remains near Holiday, 3 years after she was kidnapped from her Decatur County home in 2011. 46-year-old Danny Wright was shot multiple times in the chest and torso back in August of 2014, and now a suspect is coming to trial. Rutherford County District Attorney Jennings Jones has more.
There has been an arrest made in relation to this 2014 murder of Danny Wright. Smyrna Detective Steve Hanna arrested 30-year-old Enrique Dane DeCourcy and charged him with the murder of Danny Wright. On March the 16th, Enrique DeCourcy will appear in the Smyrna General Sessions Court. Enrique Dane DeCourcy has been released from custody after posting a $500,000 bond.
32-year-old Christopher Nathan Thomas of Morgan Road in Eagleville faces a laundry list of charges ranging from armed robbery to allegedly ramming a Murfreesboro police car. Thomas, the suspect in an armed robbery, reportedly escaped injury Wednesday on Kaysen Lane when authorities say he drove toward a law enforcement officer who fired at him. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
NovaCopy is becoming Novatech. NovaCopy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Steve Sandlin at Reliant Realty Auctioneers wants to remind you of a great property at 2007 Hamilton Drive. They'll auction this Saturday at 10 a.m. A split-level brick home, just over 1,900 square feet, four bedrooms, two baths, new appliances, and on a half-acre lot with mature trees, paved drive, and a fenced-in backyard. More information at RelientRealtyAuctioneers.com or call Steve at 615-403-1822. 403-1822. The auction Saturday, 10 a.m., 2007 Hamilton Drive. Reliant Realty and Auction for
60. Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Hearing the television seems to be a big issue for a lot of folks.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
We have devices that send a wireless signal from the television directly into your hearing aids so that you can hear the TV at your volume and everyone else in the room can turn the volume on the TV where they need it.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
True Tear Unit works well. Absolutely no pain, no bad sensation at all. None. Don't worry about that. True Tear.
McCabe Vision Center.
You've just got to try it. True Tear.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
I can't believe that little thing works so well. True Tier.
McCabe Vision Center.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower.
Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. Keltonsinc.com.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Here's another reason to bank with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you have an elite checking account with First National Bank of Murfreesboro, you get discounts on prescriptions, eye exams, hearing services, and more. All of the benefits from elite checking add up. I'm Shelly Rigsby, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the Bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
The Middle Point's down to about 8 years of life.
Jeremy Jernigan, general manager of the Middle Point Landfill.
Trying to get recycling to the forefront. If there's anything we can do, it doesn't matter if it's Middle Point or another landfill across the country, the more that we can pull out, the better off the environment's going to be in general.
City's growing like crazy. More people equals more trash, and then what are you going to do with it eventually?
That's why we're really focusing on different avenues, and you know, I'm really encouraged by the commissioners and the mayor here in Rutherford County that really have hit this head on trying to find sustainable solutions for all of this. You know, some parts of the country are a little more up to date with recycling than others. There's just so much that goes in landfills that do not have to, and the more knowledge we can get out there, the better off everyone's going to be.
When Middle Point is full and closes, does Republic offer the service we need next?
We have state-of-the-art recycling facilities in Las Vegas, out in California, then Eustis and Plano, Texas. So we're very active in recycling in different parts of the country, composting, a lot of different avenues.
Is recycling easier today?
It can be. We have a website that I would encourage folks to go to, recyclingsimplified.com.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
You know, Middle Point's down to about 8 years of life. You know, some sites fall under a 30-year monitoring plan, some sites fall under a 50-year. So regardless of if the landfill closes in 8 years or not, Republic will be part of this community for many years to come to make sure that it's identified and monitored.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Okay, anyway. Wow.
Keep it going.
Because I love you too much, baby. Mm. Oh, man. Isn't it great? Not the song, not the singer, but the song.
That's beautiful.
Thanks, man. Thank you very much. 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we are just moving right along in the first hour of the Wake Up Crew.
Today may be the most special holiday out of the year.
No, Bacon Day was this week.
Bacon Day was good.
I don't know. This one's a competitor. Today is the Tooth Fairy's
birthday.
Sugar-free
pop-up day? What?
The Tooth Fairy's birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know the Tooth Fairy had birthday.
Well, I give it a 2. Oh, we're not rating this.
No, rating it. I didn't know that the Tooth Fairy had a birthday.
Today is, you know, maybe if you lose a tooth today and you go to put it under your pillow for the Tooth Fairy, maybe leave them a little piece of cake.
Under your pillow?
Well, no, maybe like beside your bed or something.
How old is the Tooth Fairy today?
Oh, ageless. Oh. Tooth Fairy's been around for thousands of years.
Yeah, that's why I didn't know that he was. I thought he was like not actually a figure, more of a spirit kind of thing. So, but no. Tooth Fairy.
But it's his birthday. Or is it her birthday?
Yeah, which one?
Well, I don't know him.
You don't know very much, but you know it's the birthday, but we don't know how old. Whether it's a he or a she.
He kind of just threw it out there and didn't really give us anything else to you know, ponder.
I was just informed that today is the Tooth Fairy's birthday, so I'm just passing that information along to the people.
Well may she pluck her magic twanger.
Happy birthday, Tooth Fairy. It's time to focus on the family. It's 10 till 7.
What would you do if you unexpectedly came into a lot of money? Pay off some bills, buy a new car, take that dream vacation. Robert and Tiffany did a lot of those things when they unexpectedly received $120,000. The couple from Pennsylvania used most of the money to pay bills and make some car repairs. They also bought an SUV, 2 4-wheelers, and a camper. The remaining $15,000 or so was split up and given to friends and family who needed a little extra cash. There was only one problem. The money wasn't Robert and Tiffany's. The couple hadn't earned it through hard work or inherited it from a wealthy family member. They didn't rob anyone at gunpoint either, but in a way, they did steal the money. A teller deposited the enormous sum into their bank account by mistake. Instead of contacting the bank to report the error, Robert and Tiffany spent the money, all of it, in just 2 weeks. They now face theft charges and upwards of $100,000 in overdraft fees. What's the old saying? Crime doesn't pay? It's an old saying, but it's true. So is the idea that there are no shortcuts to gaining the things you truly want in life, like a great marriage, great kids, or a life well lived. You can't buy happiness, and you can't pull it out of the thin air either. You build a good life, one day at a time, through grit and an unceasing determination to do what's right. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 on a Friday, and we welcome you aboard here. We're about ready to close shop here for the first hour. Brian will have the second hour coming up, but first, let's go to celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
You know, when I say celebrity, I mean historical figures as well. I mean, it's
These are just not famous birthdays.
Yeah, famous birthdays, yeah. 1940, Mario Andretti was born, and he is a Formula One race car driver.
Vroom.
Very popular in the 60s. Well, let's hear that again. What was that?
Vroom.
Yeah, there you go. 1906, Benjamin Bugsy Siegel, gangster who created casinos in Las Vegas. A gangster. Now listen, this is his lifespan, 1906 to 1947. So he died in 1941.
They named the Siegel schools after him? No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's not correct.
It's not correct at all.
No. 1923, Charles Durning, an actor. He was in several movies and was in a lot of Burt Reynolds stuff on TV show and some of the late movies that Burt Reynolds did. In 1931, Gavin McLeod was born.
Love. Exciting and new. Come aboard.
He was Captain Steubing on the Love Boat. A lot of people don't remember, though, he was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show as Murray on that show, too. He was on that show for like 8 years and then went to the Love Boat for another 8 or 10.
Had a pretty good little career there.
Yeah, religious speaker now. He does a lot of things on religious networks.
Oh, interesting. I want to remind you to call or text your birthdays to us, 615-893-1450, so we can give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets.
Thank you, Dalton. Thank you, Brian. 6:55, time to take another look at the weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies for today. Partial sunshine is possible at times. Also, rain in the area, possibly beginning as snow or a mix of rain and snow early in spots. Highs will top out near 47 degrees. Winds west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more rain and snow. Lows drop to 30. And then Saturday, plenty of sunshine and highs get close to 50. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 38.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Good morning. Traffic volume increasing quite a bit out here on 44 up through the Hickory Hollow area towards Nashville. The tricky part right now is traveling towards Mount Eagle Mountain with the weather the way it is this morning. Seriously, be careful if you're traveling 24 east, again, through Grundy County, parts of Coffee County this morning towards Mount Eagle Mountain. It could be very dangerous. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600, Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994, and that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Steve Sandlin at Reliant Realty Auctioneers wants to remind you of a great property at 2007 Hamilton Drive. They'll auction this Saturday at 10 a.m. A split-level brick home, just over 1,900 square feet, four bedrooms, two baths, new appliances, and on a half-acre lot with mature trees, paved drive, and a fenced-in backyard. More information at ReliantRealtyAuctioneers.com or call Steve at 615-403-1822. 403-1822. The auction Saturday, 10 a.m., 2007 Hamilton Drive. Reliant Realty and Auction, number 5860.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Friday morning, and the first hour is almost in the books, and we are looking forward to that next hour with Brian Barrett and Dalton. I'll be there, be around too. Want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street on the east side of the square.
Everyone at City Tile and Floor Covering are today's good neighbors of the day. Their customer service is second to none, and so they were nominated, and they're going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
We've got the CBS World News Roundup to take you here at the top of the hour, and on WGNS, brought to you by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by our friends at
Prince's Shoes and Boots,
where they've got a big winter gear blowout going on right now. You can shake off the cold with 30% off warm and durable Columbia vest at French's Shoes and Boots on South Church Street between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and the interstate.
Time now to go get another cup of coffee, because you know what? The news is coming up and we're going to go get a cup of coffee.
Slurpy slurp.
There you go. CBS News coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew. Good morning.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.